Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, what question would you like to hear our listeners answer in a call-in segment on our show? Write our first call-in question of 2010. We'll pick one question to use on the air during our first show of the new year. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post it to our Facebook page or to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And this is another way that you can set the agenda for what we talk about on the show. We're always watching the You Produce section of our website for guests and topics that you might suggest. We have boxes for that. And we did some wikis this year where you help design segments from beginning to end. And this is just our latest experiment in keeping with our open source ethic. We want you to come up with our first listener call-in question of 2010. And I don't know if it'll produce anything usable, but we have just a few minutes for these right now, so call right up. And when you think about it, keep in mind that there are many ways to design a call-in question. We have such interesting listeners. We have such diverse listeners in any way you want to define diversity, politics, age, ethnicity, gender, income, geography. So who would you like to hear from in a call-in segment? Who you don't hear from enough? That's one way we come up with questions. Or what would be an interesting question to ask just to get people's takes on? You can suggest a question based on something in the news, but, you know, nothing too obvious. Yes or no on the health care bill. You don't have to call up with that. Maybe a call-in that gets at the experiences of some group of our listeners. We've had call-ins for doctors and teachers and longshoremen and physical therapists and all kinds of professions, or people who live in certain places or come from certain places, or maybe a call-in that poses a thought experiment. So anything at all. Come up with a good creative call-in question, and we will choose one to be our first call-in of 2010, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I'll just go through some and see what we've got. Howard in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Brian. Happy holidays.
Same to you. What question you got?
Well, the classic question is, what is your New Year's resolution? But even better than that is, have you ever made a New Year's resolution that you've actually stuck to? I've made a couple in the last 5 or 10 years that I've actually stuck to.
Okay, and we're going to leave it there because we just want to get the questions on the table right now. Here's Gary in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Gary.
Hi. My question is, in view of the incredible history-setting rapacity of the banking industry and of the health insurance industry, and the oil industry, has the American public been so incredibly passive, and what we can do about it?
The question is about the passivity. Thank you very much. From our Facebook page, Stephen asks, how about oddball holiday rituals, polar bear club, etc.? Your oddball holiday ritual. Alicia writes, we're all looking at banks and Wall Street for the fall of the economy, but what about the average American? What have we learned? What habits and behaviors will we change going into 2010. Karen in Great Neck, you're on WNYC. Got a question?
Yes, I do. I didn't think you were going to take it at this point. Health and the environment. I'm thinking there's been a lot of research that surfaces infrequently about the very wide use of fabric softeners. Everybody seems to be using them. Some of those products out there, I don't know whether you wanted me to mention them by name.
But what's the call-in? That might be an investigative report on chemical pollution in household products.
Right.
You have a call. What's the caller question?
The caller question is, how safe are these products?
Right.
We do hear that there's been research done that surfaces every once in a while and then disappears.
Karen, thank you very much. All right, back to our Facebook group. Joe, how about what I was thinking while I was ostensibly running on the treadmill at the gym this morning? That's Joe's preamble. Namely, are polls about the popularity of the Senate House health care bills at all meaningful? Is it blissfully naive to ask whether or not you support the bill when their complexity is beyond the reach of just about everyone? Jay in the Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Good. What's your question?
What are your highest aspirations in life, and how do you support those aspirations or goals in your daily living?
Good one. Reach for the Stars question, ethically, ideally. Richard in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, hi, thanks. My question would be, what would you as an American be willing to sacrifice to make the world a better place?
That's a good one. That's a contender. Will in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Will.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good.
Where have people encountered corruption in New York State government, especially in the judiciary and with the DA's office and things like that? You know, have people? What kind of experiences have people had that are corrupt?
Okay. Yes.
And have they been harmed by that?
Will, thank you very much. Back to the Facebook page. Stanley writes, does 311 really work? Paul asks, what will be the top story of 2010? Ann asks, what has changed for the better in New York City over the past year and the past decade? Ha, we were planning that. Everybody is so down on this year and this decade. We're going to do a call-in already before the end of the year on what was good about the O's. Carl in Queens, what call-in question would you like to suggest?
Hiya, Brian. In light of the fact that America is financially bankrupt, people are losing their homes because they lost their jobs, etc. We have neighbors, Haitian neighbors, starving to death right in our own backyard. Why are we still giving financial aid to the tune of $3 or $4 billion to Israel in light of the fact that they're a financial marvel? They had more startups than China, Japan, India, and the United Kingdom put together last year. Why are we still giving them a handout to the tune of $3 to $4 billion?
Thank you. Addison in Beacon, you're on WNYC. What question would you like to suggest?
Hi, good day. When will we have national, popular, comprehensive campaign reform to get rid of the lobbyists and have some real diversity in campaigns or parties and get rid of the K Street people?
Thank you. Lewis on Staten Island, what's a question you'd like to suggest?
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know if you can have that young lady call in, the one that was supposed to be going around the world. You did a show on her and her age, how young she could be to, you know, travel around the world.
Around the world.
I wondered if you can have her call in.
By boat. That one, right? All
yeah.
Right. Thank you very much. And we'll conclude the on-the-air portion of this with another one from our Facebook page. Marcia asks, who has family members who don't speak to them and they don't know why? And what do they do? And if this has happened and it's resolved, what did they do? That would be an interesting one at some point. The family members who don't speak to each other for 10 years, you all know who you are, and then you start speaking to each other again. All right. So that's all we can take on the air. But on our Facebook page and on our web page, this continues. Nominate a question, and we will pick one to be our first call-in question of 2010. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show or to the Brian Lehrer Facebook page.